You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Yeah, hello everyone, and welcome to this episode called A Chin Full of Win, which is, I'll let Trev introduce himself today and explain what that means.
Right. Hello, everybody. Welcome again. A chin full of win. That's about growing a glorious beard. A nice big, as Jim Broadbent says in Hot Fuzz, a big bushy beard.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Not one specific one, but about just, beards
not
in
just
general.
Jim Broadbent's beard.
No, not just Jim Broadbent's beard. I mean, that could be an episode, but we're talking about grooming, male grooming.
I think he's actually got a beard in there. I think he just described someone to have a big bushy beard. Because that's the thing. If you've got something that stands out like a big beard, I get that at work. People go, oh, I saw the guy with a big beard.
Yes.
You can't escape stuff, you know.
This is true, yeah.
Because it stands out. You can't.
Even though it's the disguise of sorts.
Yes,
it kind
exactly.
Of,
even though it covers half my face and my neck and everything, yeah, you can't get away. You can't kind of think, oh, no.
The man with the beard, yeah.
Yeah, you know, although the guy I work with has got a beard, but he's only got a little goatee, so it's not like I say.
Oh, you would be the one they're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, if anybody's got anything against me, you know, sends anybody into, like, you know, it's the guy with the big beard. So I'll shave it off then to get out.
So this is Trevor's specialist subject. And really, what we talk about first is a little bit of a history of beards, not just Trev's beard, but basically, I mean, my knowledge of it is that cavemen grew beards to keep warm, I would say. Trev, would you say that?
Yeah, because they are good for keeping warm. You know,
yeah, do you get good value out of that, do you?
Yeah.
I don't mean literally, like you count how much pounds you save in energy costs.
Kind of, yeah. No, not at all. I still wear scarves and stuff. They're a bit more awkward because obviously you've got to untuck it all because mine's long enough to fit in a scarf. That was a measure of how long my beard was getting, that you'd put clothes on, like a T-shirt and stuff. You'd have to, like, pull out your beard out the neckline.
Yeah,
that was like, oh Christ, it has got that long. Well, history of beards, they must have been. Obviously, they didn't have like the technology of razors.
Didn't warriors used to grow beards to look more manly? Basically,
I would have thought so. Yeah, that sounds about right as well. It just looks manly, defined. As we spoke on the last episode, that sort of intelligent, you'd get.
It's like a lion has a mane, virility.
And funny enough, the weird thing is, I don't believe in any of this horoscope stuff, but I actually am a Leo, and that really kind of did sum me up with the amount of hair I had when I was younger. And now with the beard. So there is,
you've got a poster of Russell Grant on your wall now.
Exactly. I wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it for ages.
He's working in some kind of Butlins or Pontins, I imagine.
Yeah, he has been a bit quiet. Beards have been worn by men for generations for different reasons, whether it's to be manly, to scare the opposing enemy, or in Egypt, I believe it was a sign of wealth at one time.
Yeah, I can see that.
And
the Spartan beard. That's a style of beard, isn't it?
Yes.
It was very angular, very sort of triangular.
And at times it's been used to show wisdom, hasn't it?
Yeah,
wisdom
this
and
is it. Yeah,
intelligence.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like sort of Moses.
Aristotle.
Of course. Yeah, you're right. With the old, what do they call them? I was trying to think of the word. Prophets kind of thing. Yes.
Prophets, exactly.
Yeah.
I must think about growing one, Trev, because obviously I'm just coming across as a dumb piece of wood, smooth skin.
Why didn't Yoda have a beard? Most Jedis have beards.
They're supposed
to be wise and stuff. Jedis have beards. So that
Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, yeah.
Exactly. That shows you, Alec Guinness did.
Yeah. Yes.
So it shows you that is... how it, that's a mark of intelligence and wisdom.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So
if anybody has actually got the complete history of beards, I've probably got it in a book books.
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting subject in itself, isn't it?
Just sort of bring it on.
Leave us a voicemail at the www.amlopodcast.
I know some really small sort of facts about beards through history. I know I actually got on my keyring, I've got like a beard coin.
Yes.
Which is like the right to wear a beard because you actually had to pay beard tax. It was just another way of extorting money out of people. If you wanted a beard,
of course.
You had to pay beard tax.
Beard which is tax. Like,
imagine that. It's just unbelievable.
It cost you a fortune more than you spend on other stuff, other media.
Yeah, on grooming.
And grooming, yeah.
Well, I can't afford to groom it because I've heavily taxed on it.
Why did you grow a beard, Trev?
Basically, because once I'd cut my hair off, because I've had all styles of beards. I haven't always had a big beard. My brother has, but he grew it out. But basically, when you're growing a beard, I kind of grew it in stages because it was really kind of quite fashionable in the kind of 90s. The sort of grungy, or just have a goatee, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was the thing to grow. And I was so desperate to grow a beard and a moustache. I think goatees were the 90s kind of version of the 70s moustache.
Definitely, yeah.
Because Burt Reynolds and Magnum P.I., yeah, that was mainly just have a tash. I know a lot of the American Army and police have just tashes now. And the village people.
Yeah.
yeah, which is not so manly.
Not manly so much, no. We're not going there this week.
I don't know. But, so that was the thing, and I think that's the next thing. And then the goatees come in, and then it progressed from then. And obviously now when you look at goatees, it's all very David Brent, isn't it? It's all a bit.
Yes.
I grew a goatee. I was so desperate to grow a goatee. I remember having kind of bum fluff or that kind of like prince moustache. You know, football. I think they call it a footballer's moustache because 11 pairs aside. And basically, I actually used my mum's mascara to colour it. I look like Errol Flynn. Yeah, just like, and I remember
Robin Hood.
Exactly. I remember coming down from the bathroom and my dad was like, "What have you got on your face?" He loved it, absolutely loved it. It was just kind of, and the weird thing is, I'd never saw my dad with a beard or moustache.
Really?
No, yeah, and like my brother and that have obviously full on have kept them for years. But yeah, my dad didn't have a beard. Normally you find, you know, you kind of follow your parents.
It runs in the family,
Did Keith, your dad, ever have a beard?
Yeah, he had. If you look at every single photo up until 20 years ago or so, he had a beard. I only knew him as a man with a beard.
The 70s, weren't
it's odd. Yeah, and it's really strange because when he shaved it off, I was about 20, something like that, early 20s. Yeah. And I come home from school, or it was not school, at 24. I was that far behind school at work. I had to redo that year eight times. But I come home from work.
You didn't have the 11 plus, you had the 24.
People
plus.
Can tell that I'm that dumb, to be fair. But I come home from work and he was there with no, and I couldn't take him seriously. And he was telling me off at it. And I was like, "Who are you? You're not my dad. You haven't got a beard." It took me ages.
I shaved mine off before I grew it this big. And my wife was nearly in tears. She was like, "Who are you?"
Oh.
I look really weird without a beard as well because I've got to have some form of facial hair because I just look like a surprised balloon. If a balloon could ever be surprised with its mouth open. I'm the male of equivalent of a blow-up doll.
I think you've only once in obviously I saw you when you was a school child in senior school, but only since we've been adults I've only ever seen you once shave off your beard once in all that time. You had the smaller beards obviously, but I remember once you come into work with no shaved a long time. This is 25 years ago or something. But other than that, you've always had a beard.
Yeah, so it was the goatee, then obviously that got a bit, and then the chin strap came in. I sported the chin strap for ages, like a bit of a Niall Edmonds going on. which was really hard. That was even more maintenance than having a big beard, because you had to get the lines yes. right, and that was a nightmare.
Yeah, shaping.
And then obviously I being in a band and into music, and all the grunge thing was happening, and like bands like White Zombie and stuff, I decided to grow the goatee bit out at the front, so I had just like a long wizardy bit at the front, and yes. and then in the end you just look like a bit of a tinker, you look a bit like a cat whistle. And I've always shaped it quite well, but in the end you just think, let's just let the whole thing go. And obviously it was a big thing to have a beard, you know, it's 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4 still is now, but yeah. And then obviously I got involved with the sort of grooming side of it. Like with the beard oils and beard balms, and yeah, you know what I'm like. Anything,
yeah, anything you're into, to the nth degree, yeah. you're into
yeah,
it.
This is it. And the funny thing is, I never ever grew a moustache or a beard for Movember.
No, yeah, no Movember. Explain what Movember is, Triv.
Basically, it's a month in November, obviously the November month, where people don't shave or grow a really cracking moustache for charity. Yeah. And
everyone looks like Charles Atlas for a moment,
which is good. Yeah. I do like the moustache look in an ironic kind of Freddie Mercury way. I don't think, or a kind of old cowboy Tombstone Sam Elliott yes. in the Big Lebowski, or like Kurt Russell in Tombstone. There's nothing.
You
like,
tell him I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Exactly. There's nothing like, I'll be your Huckleberry. There's nothing like a really good moustache. You know, it's like, if I ever do shave my beard all off, I will, like, a bit like cutting your hair. They say, like, you should have it cut, if you've got long hair, have it cut in a mullet.
I thought you were going to say you lose your strength for them.
I probably would, yeah, I probably would lose that. But, yeah, basically, I would shave it off and just keep the tash, because I've got a very long tash now. That was the hardest thing, was growing a long tash.
Oh, my God, the disasters you've had with Guinness and things when we've been out.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, I use a device now called a MoGuard. And the wonderful things, I thought they were a bit of a joke. I think they were actually...
Oh, is that the one you use on the glass?
Yeah, they're amazing things. I use one at work for drinking tea and stuff, because they just stop you getting in such a mess. Basically, I think they were devised from the old Victorian kind of, when obviously the Victorian guys had really
yes
chauffeured moustaches, and it would be inside the cup a little kind of level that, you know, your moustache sat on while you drank, so it held it up. And some clever guy has seen that and thought, why don't we make a portable and make them out of plastic to fit on? And yeah, I thought they were a bit of a joke, but honestly, they are a marvellous invention, you know.
Well, it definitely works, because you used to, I mean, because at first when you grew the long moustache and beard, you used to shave the moustache, didn't you?
I used to trim it up to my
yeah.
But to be honest, it makes your beard look a bit naff if you've got a really heavily trimmed moustache.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, because it does look cooler.
Yeah, it does. If you've got a hole, and it is a real nightmare.
But you had froth growing in it, didn't you, before you had these things?
Even now, the stupid little things, but then using a bit of tash wax in it, not like really kind of old Victorian sculptured, but just enough to kind of keep it out your way. I do that every day. But just now I was like, believe it or not, biting into sellotape, because I was doing some Christmas presents up. And as you're biting it to cut it, I can find a pair of scissors, and you should never do that, because like at my age, my teeth are probably all fall out. But it was, the sellotape was just sticking to my tash and pulling hairs out.
Yeah, of course.
It is a nightmare. It really is. But it's worth it in the end, because I say, my advice, if you've got a really cool big beard and you've got a trim moustache, persist with it and grow it out.
Is there certain people that it suits better, Trev? I mean, obviously it suits you, we know that, but is there a certain type of facial shape or something that suits
people's beards? I don't think there is. I think...
Does everyone look better with a beard? I mean, not women, obviously, but...
I don't think so. I think you've got to have... I think the misconception is big, burly men should have a big beard. I don't really buy into that. It is very manly, and if you've got tattoos, there's a certain image that goes with it. But I think the only thing is, a bit like tattoos, if you're very, very thin, it could look a bit wispy and stuff. It doesn't seem to sort of fan out. It doesn't grow. You've got to have a decent-sized chin, hence a chin for the win. I think if you've got a small chin, it can look a bit like Beaker with a beard, which wouldn't really go, would it?
Yeah, I know. It looks too boyish, and then you've got a big beard, which is manly. It's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So certain people wouldn't, I don't think, would suit a beard. I'd like to think I'm one of the lucky ones where it does.
Yes.
And to be honest, at this age, it covers up 8 chins of mine. that's a good thing. You know, but then again, perhaps we get onto the techniques of sort of shaving and keeping your beard trimmed and stuff, which I do, not very often, but I do it because you have to. But one of the biggest misconceptions with guys growing beards is they shave their neckline too high.
Yes.
Because that ends up like a chin strap, and it doesn't work. You've got to let it. There's like an old saying that women should marry a guy with a beard. Who's growing a beard, because the patience of growing a beard, because it is so frustrating. Sometimes I look at mine and think, I could just get rid of this. I'll shave it right the way down, because it's just a nightmare.
But the work you've put into it already makes it worthwhile, doesn't it?
Don't get me wrong. I've got a good beard, but I've involved in the circles I'm in with it. You know, there's loads of guys with better beards and longer beards and stuff.
That's very gracious, Trip.
What it is, they have. You can't go where I've been, like sort of Amsterdam beard competitions and stuff like that, without, you know,
noticing that some.
Yeah, they are. It's a bit like anything, but you can't. It's very difficult, especially with social media nowadays, to look at all these beard models and their beard. You know, they're so sculptured and they're so good that you think, oh, you know, my beard never looked like that. Take it as your own beard. It's a bit like the hair thing we were talking about last episode.
Yes.
Just own what you've got.
Yes, you know, and make the best of it.
Make the best of it, because there's always going to be someone with a better beard than you. There's always going to be someone with a better tash than you. So a bit like with you, with the bodybuilding and stuff, there's always going to be, you know.
You've already upset me today, Trip, by telling me that goatees are out of fashion, because that's the only thing I can grow at the moment. It's taken all them years.
I feel really sorry for, because some people just can't grow them. Some guys just can't grow.
Not properly, I can grow a proper one. Not like you.
No, and like it's not good when you see poor old some fellas have just, they just, the hair just grows in the sort of goatee position. And you think you're just going to look like a woodwork teacher if you grow that out.
Yeah, definitely. You know? So, Mr. Shillito.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, good old boy he was.
He was a good old boy.
He was a nice fella. But yeah, going back on to...
I'll tell you what, Trip. We'll give people a little bit of fun and knowledge. With a couple of questions in Test Trev, and hopefully people can learn something along the way. I've given you a good pass this time, because you've got one question which I'm pretty sure you'll get straight away, and two multiple choice questions which I'm pretty sure you'll get. You'll feel good about Test Trev again. I could give you the answers beforehand and make it even easier, but I don't really want to go down that road.
I didn't open my emails before this. I would
exactly.
Maybe I'm under a little bit of pressure. Because
there is pressure. This is your subject.
Yeah.
So
I'll be going back to school for 49.
Well, it's time for Test Triv.
the guys that did that, they had beards.
They definitely had beards.
Metal beards.
So if you, I'm 99.9% sure you'll get this first question, but people might find it interesting. What is the meaning of the word pergonophile?
That's a person that loves beards or admires.
That's exactly the definition of it. Yeah,
that is it.
That's a good answer.
Again, I had to look that up years ago, but it's something that I see all the time now. You know, I think it's one of those.
Sorry, I had to give you your applause. It took me a while to find it.
I would have made out that I didn't really need the applause.
The thing is, I was going to do the clap myself, but then I thought it sounds sarcastic if I'm just doing it on my own.
It's a sarcastic clap. Exactly.
Sarcastic clap. Spot on. So it's a pergonophile is a person, someone who loves beards.
Yes.
It doesn't reference men or female. It's male or female.
Just generally. Because to be honest,
somebody who loves beards.
Guys touch my beard and stuff like that. That's a real grey area.
Yeah. You don't like it, I can tell that.
I don't mind it if people are quite gracious of it and they ask you.
Yeah.
Like,
if they just do it or tug on it, you don't like it, do you?
No, because you wouldn't tug on some lady's boobs, would you? Well, you wouldn't ask if you could touch him either.
Well, in the 70s, it was okay, yeah, apparently.
Exactly. But, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
But, yeah. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't just kind of... So I don't really know what gives people the right to think they can just touch it. You know,
it's like it's a novelty or something. Yeah, just exactly. Ask. Oh, do you mind if I touch your beard?
Yeah, I've got no problem with that. But not to just people.
I have seen you get rather shit. Well, like, all right, mate.
Walk,
you know,
we'll just walk past you and tug on it.
Yeah, just pull on it.
What's that? What's that about? Why would you do that? Again, it's just rude.
Obviously, they're just rude pogonophiles, obviously.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
There's a context for the word for everyone.
Yes.
And pogonology is the study of beards.
Yes, so, it is. I have done
there
that.
You've started. Oh, obviously, you would. Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And now you are the teacher.
Whoa! Yes. It's more of a YouTube watch now, isn't it? You don't read anything anymore.
Your next question, Trev, is. Get it? Well, yeah, exactly. You can carry on your study forever and while you're growing one. Mm. So question two is a multiple choice question, Trev. So I thought I'd give you every chance.
Yep.
The rate at which a beard grows is genetic, but it is also linked to what other division of the human male physiology? And the possible answers are the rate of his sexual activity.
Like the to say rate, that, is it?
You'd like to say that just now, really. Yeah, we wouldn't go any further. Yeah. Or the rate of his heartbeat, the size of his wisdom teeth, or the length of his nose.
For some reason, my instinct straight away said wisdom teeth. I don't know why, because it sounds ridiculous.
You're one for the ridiculous, Trev.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the rate of his sexual activity, the rate of his heartbeat, the size of his wisdom teeth, or the length of his nose.
That's got to be testosterone, hasn't it?
Well, I can't say at the moment until you give me your answer.
Oh, go on. I'm going to go for potluck. I'm going to go with wisdom teeth. Ridiculous.
You're going to go with wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I think it's this one. I think it's that one we need.
For the lack of your silence.
You answered your own question. You answered it correctly in your... That is exactly it. Because supposedly, the rate of his sexual activity increases testosterone, and hence testosterone is linked to how your beard grows.
Really? So, yeah, of course it is. I don't know why.
It makes sense. You actually answered that, to be fair, but, you did say it, but I understand why you probably would go with wisdom teeth.
Just because it seemed so ridiculous that it could be true.
So if you want to grow a cracking beard, just make sure you're active, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Does that mean do you have to have a partner?
What does that say about you? I mean, obviously, you're having a much better time than I am. I mean, Christ.
Does that happen?
Always.
Do you have to have a partner? Depends on, or can you?
A good point. I didn't actually delve that far into it, but can you do it by yourself? Is what you're asking. Can I grow a cracking beard when I'm single?
Yeah. Does that give you another kind of meaning for the word cracking? One out.
I think this podcast has just gone into the explicit section.
I think.
All right. The question three and the last question, Trev. In Roman days, shaving rather than beards was the fashion. What did shaving represent? Was it A, transition from boyhood to manhood, B, the first time one cast a vote, C, enlistment to the army, or D, to mark a contract of marriage?
I seem to be attracted to C all the time.
So C in this case was enlistment into the army. What do you reckon?
C's a bit too basic, though. Like
basic is sometimes good. It was, testosterone. Why am I saying anything?
I don't know. You just give me that now. I'll go for C.
Oh, well done. It's enlistment into the army.
Yes.
Beards in Roman times were grown to represent mourning. So if you went into mourning, you grew a beard. So they shaved it. Yeah, so as we've all learned a little bit.
You don't want to hang around me too long, do you?
No, exactly. Yeah, too many people die, and you'd have to have everyone dropping dead every day to grow a beard like yours. Basically, exactly, yeah. It'd be awful.
My best friends are zombies.
Yeah, exactly that. So that's the end of test trip for this. Yeah, it was all right. So I think we should help help people. You did all right. I think, you know, they're multiple choice. I might keep it as multiple choice, to be fair, because it, actually it's people, I think, better for people to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
So maybe we can help people now, Trev, and this is your specialist subject. So maybe growing a beard, you've decided to grow a beard.
Yeah.
What's the tips? Where do you start? I mean, obviously you just don't shave but where do you go from there?
Patience is the key.
Yeah.
Loads of guys grow to a certain length and then they give up. I've never particularly got itchy skin underneath my beard. So I was quite lucky there. But if you use beard oil on it straight away, you've only got to have half a decent stubble and oil it. I know obviously sometimes it might play with your skin a bit, but that help. It doesn't actually do virtually anything for your beard. Basically, it is for your skin underneath it. So that kind of helps the follicles, and it will grow healthier, and it will take away that kind of itching, I found. As I said.
How long does that go on for, Trip?
It depends, because obviously everyone's different genetically.
Yes.
People's beards grow in different shapes, different manners. I still, obviously, you've got to use beard oil all the time when you grow a decent beard. It's just part of the grooming process. The other thing is, as well, if you get stray hairs, if you're going to trim it yourself, which is very, very dodgy, you've got to be always best. If you grow it to a certain length and it starts looking a bit hobo-y, get it trimmed professionally. Because you
can't. Do barbers offer this now, Trevor, or specialist
people?
Yeah,
of course they do. To be honest, barbers do, but there are specialist guys that do beards and stuff. I wouldn't trust an actual barber that's never done beards before. But it's too tempting to do yourself. And I'll admit, I do cut some of the little curly bits out, because for such a straight-haired guy, I've got quite a curly beard. And the bits, especially the sides, guys always suffer with the sides. They just kind of flip out and stuff. So it's nice to get those lines in. But if you are going to trim it, take the minimum off frequently. Not frequently, but when you're trimming it. Don't just hack lumps off it, because what you'll do is you'll hack it up off one side and you think, oh, that doesn't look even. Then you'll cut another lump off there, and then it won't look even. And in the end, you just end up trimming it back. And all the gains you've got over those 3 or 4 months, you've lost. So
in one go.
Yeah, you've just got to take the minimum off you can in those areas. And just slowly, slowly cut your beard.
Beardy.
I was going to say monkey, but slowly, slowly catch your beardy. That sounds cool. That is one thing to
And do you were very adamant, Trev, when you're growing yours, like you wanted a fuller beard.
Exactly.
So it was like rather than a point.
Mine does point quite nicely now to a certain thing. The other thing is, don't shampoo it with normal shampoo. Once you've got a decent growth on, use an actual beard shampoo, a special beard, because if you shampoo it with normal shampoo, it takes out some of the oils and stuff like that. And if you got a really kind of dirty job, you're in the construction or something like that, then you possibly will have to shampoo your beard every day. But I only wash mine 3 times a week, normally after I've like run or in the gym. And once you have shampooed it and you've washed it, always put beard oil in afterwards. I leave mine like once or twice a week without anything in, just to get the natural oils back into it.
Yes.
But so people, they seem to think, and like this fallacy that people say, and I know people can probably contact us and say, oh, it's been scientifically proven that beards are dirty. I know I get quite a few bits and pieces in mine just through eating and stuff, but it's as clean as my hair.
It's as clean as you keep it.
Exactly. That's a fallacy when people say, oh, you know, germs and stuff.
You're keeping your packed lunch in there or something. Yeah.
Exactly. It's, you know, save it for later, mate. Is that what you're doing? Yeah, all right. Very good. But don't go over the top in the washing of it, you know, and treat it and don't. And if you're going to, obviously, you want to get a comb, if you're going to get a brush, get a decent boar's hair one. And if you're going to get a decent comb, get a wooden one, because if you get a plastic one, you get static, which obviously isn't great for your hair.
That's good advice, yeah.
The wooden ones are the best ones. But there's a lot to be taken in. There's loads of...
What was the name of the beer glass protection for your moustache?
Oh, the Mogard.
Mogard, yeah, but they're generally available for people to buy.
And the other thing, if you're going to buy products, they're quite difficult to get hold of. They are, you will find them on social media. Is it
something we can put some links up on our website for people?
Yeah, there is. You could link it to their Instagram page and stuff. I think Amazon have kept them at some point. I think I've got a couple of them.
We'll put some links in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. But the other thing I will say as well for like, beard products is, some fellas I know do use their stuff and are very happy with it and that, but try not to kind of, everything's got to be natural as well. If you're going to buy any kind of beard shampoos, beard balms, because obviously beard balm, that keeps it in set, in place.
Well, maybe, Trev, we'll talk about literally, but rather than growing it, what the actual products then, seeing as you come onto the oils and everything.
Yeah.
What's in your cabinet basically that you look
basically,
after
basically I've got beard oil, I've got tash wax, beard butter, which I tend to put on before I go to bed just because obviously it will dry out at night when you're sleeping.
Yes.
And to keep it in place I use like beard balm, but say all those should be natural. As I say, it's very tempting to go with the big manufacturers, but the smaller ones, go with them, because that way they get your business, you know, because it's hard starting off a new business like that. And then
you promote some, Trev, don't you?
I do promote
one. Do you want to plug them now? Would you like to?
Banging Thomas's company. Yeah, we're Banging Beards. Yeah, great. Great guys. Really.
You've got
really
a code. Have you got a code that can save people money?
Yeah, the dude. Yeah, the dude.
If you use the code, the dude, what do they save some discount, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest, yeah, they're really good stuff. It's all natural. We put a lot of thought into it, which is so it should be. You know, it is tempting to go with the other
stuff. Is the branding important with beard products? Is it a part of it, the branding and everything as well, as just the product itself?
You've got to be really careful because beards are seen as so kind of gnarly and that kind of stuff. Don't be kind of taken in with a skull on the bottle or you know, actually do your research.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Some of that is just all image and isn't. There are obviously beard companies that have got really good stuff, even though they've got like a gnarly logo. But if you go with stuff and do a little bit of research as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's got, you know, I've read a few testimonies and stuff like that. But yeah, the guys I operate with are very good. They do sort of everything. The only thing he doesn't really do is tash wax, but I know there's talk about him moving into that.
Is that a different product then, Trev, to the beard wax?
Is just like, and again, you can get different forms of tash wax because obviously everyone's hair is different. So basically,
yes,
you've got to get one that suits you. So trying stuff, you can get little pots of it so you can try stuff out. And I'll tell you the other thing as well. If you grow a beard and your girlfriend or your wife or your partner, fella, whoever doesn't like you having a beard, the good thing about using oils and balms and stuff is it is scented, so
yes,
it makes it smell nice. And to be honest, that's one of the biggest, that's great when like a bit like when someone's smells someone's nice aftershave or perfume.
I've smelt your beard, not literally like up close, but I can smell it sometimes when you've got in my car or something, and exactly. It's nice, it's pleasant,
it is,
smell,
yeah,
to be honest.
And yeah, the other side, really weird, I've never, like, a lot of guys through their work or through the cold or whatever, suffer from really cracked hands and stuff. Where I use beard oil and beard balm every day and every night, or, you know, my hands are great because they're always being lubricated with like oils and stuff.
Of course.
So I you know, that's really good as well. But yeah, that is, do your research and kind of, and again, if you know a guy or you know, like if he lives across the street that's got a really cool beard, go and ask him what he uses. I've had quite a few guys ask me, or girls have asked me for their boyfriends or their husbands, what I use in mine. And the beard community is really cool like that.
Would the guys be happy to be approached in this way, Trev?
I would have thought most of them are. Yeah, I would have thought so.
There's always going to be a few, I guess.
Yeah, my brother's got a really big beard and he doesn't hardly use anything in it. He's just lazy, to be honest. But he seems to get away with it.
Yeah, it suits him.
To get a good shape and stuff, a bit of beard balm, but a little bit goes a long way. Don't just drown it in product because it's just not good for it. You know, you'll get the idea. Some of the companies have actually got like the amount of drops to use for like the size of beard, but you get to know that after a while.
Yeah.
You know, there's conditioners as well as shampoos. You normally find that the beard conditioners are better than one, a bit like shampoos. If you use two separate ones, they're normally better, aren't they, rather than
yes, of course.
One. But, yeah, there's tons of stuff on the market now. But, you know, don't be taken in by the
marketing aspect.
Exactly. Because, to be honest, even like the L'Oreal advert, and like their stuff, supposed I've used it. I wasn't overly keen on it, admittedly. But kind of the guys really like that, I know. And like, the advert was just ridiculous. They like for guys with beards. They didn't even have beards. I think I've seen you with a bigger beard than these guys on this advert. And you're like, what's...
Well, you know that all the money's gone into the marketing and not into the product.
And don't get me wrong, I suppose it's that kind of... If they had these really epic beards, some people wouldn't be able to do that, wouldn't be able to get there. So it gives them a bit of a false hope because you think, oh, if I use this, I'm going to be like Gandalf. you're not going to. It's your genetic.
No.
If it's not going to do that, it's not going to do that. But, yeah, don't... I just said it, but it's a big thing. Don't judge yourself by other people's beards either. Because like I say, I was shaved ages ago with some of the beards I've seen where I've been with, like, where my beard's taken me. Because some
does it give you ideas when you go to like a beard festival or something? Do you look at somebody's beard and go, I could do that? Or,
I'm not like really into the sculpture of it. You know, I've seen lots of kind of like the competitions I've been to and stuff. People do like have the, but I'm not really into it. One of the weirdest ones I saw was my brother sent it to me, was like one in America. There was a really good TV show about it, actually. And actually, had managed to sculpt his beard into like a cage around, you know, like a sword, like a cage around his head. I don't know how he did it. You can find it, but it was shocking. It was just like, but again, it doesn't do your beard a great deal of good because he's obviously had hairspray and stuff on there. And again, you don't want to be putting anything like that on, hairspray on, because you've only got, nobody smokes anymore, really. Indoors and that, but you've only got to get near a naked flame. And like, if you put hairspray,
imagine.
I went through a stage and it just gets sticky and it's not good for it, you know, just to hold it in place. So, yeah, that's a bit of a no-no as well.
Well, we're going to be approaching next week. This is a two double header, really, because the doors that have opened up for Trevor since he's been growing his beard, I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but Trevor's busy with his beard, basically. And we're going to talk about that next week. And it's there's beard clubs. And Trevor has a whole social life and it goes on through the beards.
Work for charity and stuff, the beard club.
And it's great. The charity work.
Again.
It keeps giving. So it's there's a friendly.
We discussed that.
Community in next week's episode. So I think that leads us up to the summary nicely, Trev.
Yep.
So I think that means I should go for this one because I didn't do this last week. I forgot everyone. Oh. I apologise.
You're right.
I remembered it. Yeah. No, I didn't. I sort of feel bad about that. But so I'm not going to be silly enough to say, is it cool to have beards or not? Because
they are at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's fashionable. And they do suit people. Some guys, they look great, you know. So, but if you're going to grow it, as I say, the key to it is patience. Patience is the key.
Is it how long has it been now, Trev? About 7 years? Something like that since you...
Probably that. Six...
Well, I remember putting up a picture from us, or sent you a picture that I took of us about 4 years ago, and you replied, small beard. So you obviously thought it wasn't impressive at that time, but it still looked long, long in comparison to what you used to have.
Yeah, about that. But then I've obviously had a lot taken off it in various stages to tidy it up. I've just let it go a bit and done it myself. This was obviously with the COVID thing, you couldn't have a beard trim or anything, so I've just sort of tampered with it myself, which has been an education as well, learning how to do that a little bit, which is good.
I'd definitely, if I could grow a proper beard, I'd definitely dabble with it, but I've had a go and I just haven't got the genetics to make it work for me, so
and to be honest, patchy beards, it's a bit, why'd you bother?
There's no
remedy for it.
Just make the best of what you've got, if you've got the genetics to do it.
And I'll tell you the other thing very quickly as well, which does help, is a healthy lifestyle. I know we're all kind of a...
Protein would be great. Lots of vitamins.
Water, but if you eat a lot of rubbish...
Sunlight.
yeah, something here. If you eat a lot of rubbish, I thought you meant the drink thing.
Sunny Delight. We're not sponsored by them anymore.
Unusual thing to want to get plumped by. But yeah, a healthier lifestyle is good for it. Eating lots of rubbish, it's only going to be.
Yeah, it reflects in what your body looks like. Yeah, like anything.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm. So, yeah, next week's episode, we'll be discussing more what kind of doors your beard can open for you. Mm. Again, that's going to be Trevor's speciality. He's very involved with that.
Like a hairy doorstop.
If there's anything you guys out there want us to discuss, topics for midlife, go to www.amlopodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail or an email.
Answer questions about beards. And
stuff. Yeah, or leave Trevor a message to answer questions about beard. We're always happy to help where we can. Get involved, you know, and we'll feature some of the calls on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Until next time. Thanks for listening.
That's right. It's been a pleasure again. Always is.
Cheers, Trev.
See you later, Wayne.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.